So this part of the class is going to be a sort of lecture about the UK media today, or more particularly the UK press, because for a very, very long time, newspapers in Britain were a huge thing. They still are a huge thing, but they used to be a huge thing on paper. The United Kingdom is one of the countries where people read more newspapers than anywhere else in the world. There is one other country which reads millions of newspapers. Does anybody know what the other newspaper is? No, it isn't. No. It's Japan. Yeah, Japan and the UK are at the top of how many newspapers you read. And France has been quite low. Although, interestingly, in France, weekly magazines are stronger than in most countries. Important piece of information, yeah? If you need to go regularly to my teaching blog, because this is where I put information. First of all, if I have something additional, for example, if I find a video on YouTube about the UK press, I will put the link up there. I will not show you the video in class because I'm paid too much to show you videos in class. Yeah. So there will be information there. But also, if I am ill or dead or on strike, the information will be up there. Okay. I'm hoping not to be at least one of those. So let's have a look at the British media today. As you can imagine, it's getting more difficult to sell paper. It's getting more difficult to sell newspapers. Sales of paper copies of all the newspapers are regularly declining, and so the newspapers have a problem. Okay, so people are not going to buy the newspapers so much anymore. What can we do? They're going to read them on the internet, but what's the problem with that? They're not paying. So the newspaper, how can we get money? Do you have any ideas what the newspaper could do?
I forgot English, but I know it in French.
Tell me in French.
English, abonnement.
That's right. Does anybody know the word in English?
Subscription.
That's right, subscription. Yeah, so the first possibility is, I have this wonderful newspaper. If you pay 15 euros a month, you can read it every day. Does anybody here have a subscription to a newspaper? No. Yeah? What is it?
Le Monde.
Le Monde, okay, yeah. Yeah. L'Equipe, okay. Yeah. Okay. How much does it cost?
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be like
5
euros or
10
euros.
Okay, 5 or 10 euros, yeah. And Le Monde is like 11 or something, I think, yeah. It may be cheaper for students. Okay, first possibility. What's the disadvantage of making people pay? People don't like paying, yeah? Yeah, that's a problem, yeah? Because you can get quite a lot of free news, yeah? You can get quite a lot of free news on the internet. If you're going to get people to pay, you might have to show them that you're giving them something extra, something better than the news, you know? If you just type today's news, what does Le Monde give you which is better? I assume it gives you something which is better. You don't know. Okay, you don't know. Okay, that's fine. It's quite complicated, actually. I'm also subscribed to Le Monde. One of the things that they do is they have a very good thing on the phone that in the morning you say, okay, today, and it shows you, 12 or 15 stories which are designed for you because it's memorizing what you're most interested in. And it's very, very fast. You say, do you want this? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? And then in 30 seconds, you have your 7 stories for this morning. So that's a little advantage, yeah? Okay. So the things that they can do, the first possibility is what The Guardian does. And I recommend The Guardian for you, not just because it's a little bit more left-wing than the other newspapers, but also it's free. It's all free. The Guardian has all its articles are free. The first possibility that a newspaper can do. Free, payment invited. We made a choice and we want to tell you about it. Our journalism now reaches record numbers around the world and more than 1 million people have supported our reporting. We continue to face financial challenges. But unlike many news organisations, we haven't put up a paywall. We want our journalism to remain accessible to all, regardless of where they live or what they can afford. This is The Guardian's modern model for open, independent journalism. free for those who can't afford it, supported by those who can. Reader support powers our work, safeguarding our essential editorial independence. This means the responsibility of protecting independent journalism is shared. Okay, so it's all free. Please send us some money. That's one option. Of course, the difficulty is that people don't like sending money. They do receive money. It's not impossible. Yeah, but you know, if you need to pay everybody's wages every month, it can be a little bit risky. Yeah, it can be a little bit risky. The second possibility is subscription. Yeah, you get all. If you look at the Times, you get almost nothing. If you didn't pay for a subscription. Now, you can always persuade your uncle to give you his code. Yeah, things like that. There's ways around it. Some people who are very good at computing can sometimes find their way round the paywall. They can get things free. So second possibility, subscription. You pay €10 a month, and you have to decide what is acceptable. Yeah, because... I've always read the news, but for 30 years I did not subscribe to any newspapers. But now I'm rich, I think, oh, €11 a month is okay. Yeah, but I waited a long time, really. It's not an easy thing to get into. Although, you know, perhaps it's a little easier than 10 years ago. Because today, for example, with things like Netflix, people think, well, okay, it's €10 a month, it's €12 a month, and I'll manage it. And the third possibility... Here is the third possibility. This is for a weekly newspaper. Yeah, 5 articles every month, free. If you want more than 5 articles, then you have to pay a subscription. Don't move away, that's 6 weeks for €10. That's the subscription. Now, it has to be said, The Economist, these are long analytical articles. So 5 articles a month free, you know, it's something. And of course the idea is, if you see, your problem is, if you use this one, and if you don't pay you get nothing, the problem is people can just forget about your existence. Whereas with the Economist one, it may be, the theory is, because you're going back every month to have your 5 free articles, and so, yeah, one day you say, oh, that really good. Oh, go on, I'll subscribe. That's the idea, to keep you in people's minds. I don't know if it works. It might do. Okay, so the press in the UK, privately owned and controlled. Interestingly enough, we have a very different attitude to television, radio, and the press. Most people in Europe consider it's fine to have public television. Government money for the television stations. In France you have France 2, France 3. In Britain we have the BBC. And then we say, yeah, that's fine, government money for the television. But for some reason, which I don't completely understand, most people think, oh, newspapers shouldn't receive money from the government. That's something that they do in dictatorships. Yeah, official state press. I don't know. In any case, that's the fact that newspapers in Britain are privately owned. They can print anything they want. Yeah, there's no censorship, or there's almost no censorship. However, they are limited by libel law. Now, libel is a crime. Can you give me an example of libel? Can anybody give me an example of what libel is? It's a crime. Do you know? You know any good crimes? Yeah, murder, theft, robbery. Yes. Well, that's the Latin word, but no, that's not the word we use. But yes, that's exactly. If I write in the newspaper, let me see, get somebody's name. Amelia Deneuve is a murderer, and I put this on the front page. I don't know where you are, but I put this on the front page. Amelia could take me to court and say I have to pay £100,000 for libel. In Britain, there are two different crimes. Libel is when you print in a newspaper something which is very negative and not true. And the other crime is slander. And slander is when it's not written, it's spoken. So if I announce here some terrible thing about one of my colleagues, it could be slander. Of course, I wouldn't do that. And finally, the requirements of the Official Secrets Act. Every now and then, especially for military reasons, the government will phone up the newspaper and say, I heard that you're going to put an article tomorrow about where the British Army is in such a country. Well, you can't do it. It's an official secret. So that's a fairly easy example, because obviously, if you want to win a war, you don't want to print in the newspapers what your army is doing. Yeah, this is basic stuff. If ever you organise a war, remember this. Okay. However, perhaps the disadvantage is that a small number of people own most of the press. Rupert Murdoch, he owns The Sun and The Times in the UK, The Daily Telegraph and The Australian in Australia, The Wall Street Journal and The New York Post in the US. And he also owns Sky News, Australia and Fox News. So many people think this is a problem when you have one person controlling a whole big section of the news, the news media. Now, as you saw on the What the Papers Say thing we were looking at, we have fundamentally two kinds of newspapers in Britain. We have the popular newspapers and the more serious newspapers, which we sometimes call the quality press. Now, I need to look a little bit in a little bit more detail about the exact meaning of popular press and quality press. Really, we should say popular press, in inverted commas, and quality press, because the quality press is not always good, and it's not always reliable, but it's two different styles. So the first one, first of all, the quality press does not sell so many copies. They make most of their money from advertising. So The Guardian, or The Independent, or The Times, they mostly make money from advertising. Now, of course, the advertisers pay more to put it in The Times, because The Times is read by people who have some money. Yeah, so they can make money that way. Now, the basic difference is that popular newspapers, well, they're more entertaining. They usually have large illustrations, very good photographers, excellent dramatic photographers. Catchy headlines, amusing headlines, lots of wordplay, lots of jokes. And they carry more sports, celebrity gossip, humour, wordplay, crime stories, problem pages and scandal. Do you know what a problem page is? Anybody know what a problem page is? What do you read in a problem page?
Sometimes people send their problem to the magazine and...
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. This is your... Dear Deirdre, my wife has fallen in love with my dog. Yeah, that's a silly example. Yeah, absolutely, a problem page is exactly that. It's a page where... we like to read these, because we read this... Moi je quake, moi je décomplexe. T'as vu cette fille-là? Yeah, that's the pleasure of reading these things. Yeah, the most important thing which defines them is that editorial and news content is not separated. In the so-called quality press, you have on one page the news and on another page the opinion of somebody or of the newspaper. In the popular press, these are all of the articles give an opinion. There's no separation. That's the most important thing. And now, intellectuals, and in particular university people, often give the impression that the quality press is wonderful and the popular press is just stupid. But that's not really very useful, because many people buy the popular press because it's relaxing, it's funny, there's a lot of sports. And celebrity stuff, well, it's relaxing. If you're working too hard, you need to have a break. We all watch stuff on the television which is not very intelligent sometimes, because yeah, you're allowed to. So that's the most important thing. Now it's also true that most of the popular press is very conservative. However, people do not buy the popular press because of the politics. They buy it for the sport and the gossip, and there's some politics in it as well. It's not the main thing. It's not political newspapers. So quality papers, and you notice that I have put the... I should say that the PowerPoint I will put on the blog when we finish with it. So if you don't get every word, that's okay. Quality papers, so-called quality papers, give more in-depth economic and political analysis. The articles are longer. There is more analysis. They are a little more intellectual as well. And they deal widely with social and cultural issues. The most important thing is the editorial content, that is that the opinions and the news are separated. They are not on the same page. And indeed we have, very often on page 3, we have the editorial, which is also sometimes called the leader, which is the newspaper's opinion on one important question. Every day they give their opinion on one important question. So today, most of the newspapers will give their opinion on the question of tanks being sent to Ukraine, because it's quite a controversial question. And so I imagine that that's what they will be talking about today. So those are the two big differences, the popular and the quality. We sometimes call the popular newspapers tabloids. Originally, this was because of the size. This size is, technically, a tabloid means this size. Like Libération, that size. What's the opposite of a tabloid? Yeah? Well, it is, but the actual size, the opposite of size. What's the big one, like Le Monde? It's a broadsheet. Yeah, a tabloid and a broadsheet. Now, you can see the difference. Also, because the broadsheet, if you're going to read on the paper, if you're going to read Le Monde, you better work in an office and not in a factory. You can't read it on the bus. It's too big. Yeah. So there's also a class difference, yeah, that the broadsheets is more for people who have more space and so on. But in fact, what's happened today is that several of the quality newspapers have changed their size. Many of the quality newspapers, like, for example, The Independent, they're not broadsheet anymore. They're tabloids. This is a problem because we used to use the expression tabloids to mean the same as popular press. But it actually, although strictly speaking, it was about the size. Whereas today, lots of different people use different sizes. So we're kind of, probably the best thing to do is to forget the word tabloid, because it's getting complicated, and just say popular press. So let's have a look at some of them. Yes, as you can imagine, the newspaper's readership are divided up along class lines. So if you are carrying the Daily Star, that was a very popular one, and you walk into your job, you're a bus driver, and you walk into a job, and one of your friends was, oh, can I read your newspaper? Can I look at your newspaper? Now, I'm a university professor. If I walk into work with the Daily Star, my colleague, well, what are you reading that for? Yeah, it's supposed to be a working class newspaper. You're not supposed to read it. And at the same time, if you're a bus driver and you buy the Financial Times and you go into work, your colleague says, what are you reading the Financial Times for? Yeah? It's long intellectual articles. You know, what are you reading it for? So this is not absolutely strict, of course. Interestingly enough, it's not unusual to buy both. Yeah? I know people who buy The Guardian and The Sun, because The Sun has 25 pages of sports. So if they love sports, yeah, they buy both of them. Yeah, that things are always more complicated than they appear. And finally, in between the popular and the quality, we have what we call the mid-market dailies. This is to say that their articles are longer than the popular press, but shorter than the quality press. And the editorial content is somewhere in between. The Daily Mail and the Daily Express are considered to be mid-market. So it's a bit less gossip and more news, but not such long articles as in the Quality Press. Mid-market. And here is the situation in 2022. Every day, on paper, The Sun sells 1 million. Now this is very interesting because in France, no daily newspaper has ever dreamt of selling 1 million copies. You can't do it. It's too many. But the British love their papers. So 1 million every day, even today. 20 years ago, it was 4 million. But because of the internet, many people read it on the internet instead. The Daily Mirror, 330,000. The Daily Star, 200,000. Yeah, of course, you don't need to learn the exact numbers, but you should know that The Sun sells much more than everybody else. Now, of course, these numbers are much smaller than they were 10 years ago. But that doesn't mean that the newspapers are going down. It's more people reading them on the internet, or actually reading them on their phone. Now, I know that The Guardian has a very good phone application. I imagine that The Sun, they all have phone applications, I'm sure they do, which is very simple to use, of course. So let's have a look at some of the popular newspapers. The Sun sells 1 million every day, and we're not surprised that they like humorous and spectacular headlines. Also, it's a very conservative newspaper. So you can see here, this is a few years ago, when the leader of the Labour Party was Jeremy Corbyn. He was a very left-wing leader. You have to imagine that Jean-Luc Mélenchon became leader of the Parti Socialiste. Yeah? It's a bit like that. Very, very left-wing person. And so, of course, The Sun hated him. When it was election time, they said, you know, don't chuck Britain in the Corbyn. Donc c'est jeu de mots. Corbyn, c'est son nom. Et bin, ça veut dire poubelle. Yeah, okay, so it's ça vaut pas haut, but yeah, okay. So you can see, and so obviously in the picture, they're trying to make Jeremy Corbyn look ridiculous. And there's a whole list of the things that he's done. For example, number one, c'est un ami des terroristes. I'm sure you can imagine that he isn't really, you know, why would he be, etc. So a whole list of things which they don't like about him. Marxist extremist. Oh, ça a l'air sympa. Nuclear surrender. Yeah, il est pour la capitulation nucléaire. Okay. And here is another one. Now, in this case, this is 10 years ago. In this case, they are the main, they're hoping to sell a lot of newspapers, but with a scandal. This is a real photograph, you know. This is Prince Harry. I don't know, have you heard of Prince Harry? Okay. Yeah. Okay. At this time, apparently he thought it was amusing to dress up as a Nazi for a party, which is quite bizarre, really. I mean, first of all, I don't think it's amusing. But secondly, especially not if you're a prince, you know, because somebody will photograph you and sell it for £1 million to The Sun. Yeah. Imagine you had taken this photograph. You're rich. I mean, really rich. Yeah. I'm sure they would pay £1 million for this photograph. Not a problem. Yeah. If it was the only one, I mean, you know. So Harry the Nazi. They are not really saying that Harry is a Nazi. They're just making the paper. That's The Sun. Of course, The Sun online. You can go and look at them. thesun.co.uk. And here is a recent one from a few days ago, and you can see the king and his girlfriend, wife, and other people looking parasitical, I think the word I'm looking for. Okay, but if you look at The Sun here, you can see something about the categories. Here's what you choose. Home, it's just a homepage, yeah. Football. Very important, it's an entire category, football. You know that football is like a national religion in Britain. TV, showbiz, yeah, celebrities, Fabulous, just funny, amusing stories. Sports, news, money. Money is mostly how to save money. The sun is not bought by rich people. So money is things like, you know, which is the cheapest supermarket, yeah? Health. It's interesting that health is in there. Some years ago, working class papers were not interested. And Dear Deirdre is the problem page. Deirdre is an agony aunt, we call that an agony aunt. An agony aunt is a woman who works for a newspaper replying to people's problems which they have written in. And of course, first of all, sometimes they invent the problems. But also, secondly, even if they don't invent them, obviously they choose the more spectacular ones. Yeah. So there's no point in writing to the Sun saying, you know, I'm having difficulty getting a good mark in my ink. They won't print it. You know, they're not interested. Okay, so there you go. UK edition. So that's the Sun website. A few more. Here we have here. This is election time. A few years ago. And one of the interesting things about the newspapers in Britain is that they can be very directive. For example, although we all know that Le Figaro wanted Macron to be elected, Le Figaro will not put on the front page, vote Macron. There's not a tradition in France to tell people what to do. French people don't like being told what to do. You know, they have a revolution and they have a guillotine and stuff like that. You've got to be careful, yeah? Whereas in Britain, it's normal to tell people how to vote on the front page. And in this case, save Brexit, save Britain, vote Tory. Votez pour les conservateurs. Save Brexit, save Britain. And here you have the difference. Boris Johnson, if Boris wins today, a bright future begins tomorrow. Ça fait pas dans la grande subtilité. On the other hand, Jeremy Corbyn, look how pretty he is, look how ugly he is. But if Red Jazz gets in, the lights will go out for good. On va éteindre les lumières dans le pays pour toujours. Okay, so we're in something quite dramatic here, obviously. The Daily Star is the cheapest of the popular newspapers, and in many ways is even more spectacular than the Sun. So here you have a fabulous story. I still love Diana. That's a long time ago. She's been dead a long time, but he still loves her. Okay, cool. They're not always, very often the front page is not political. Yeah, very often the front page is more amusing. For example, in this case, the Sun, I don't know exactly how, but I think that the donkey was stuck somewhere and they saved the donkey. Yeah, it's a funny story about a donkey. And here you have the personal story of an actress, of a famous actress. Yeah, she's going. She's got cancer and she's left hospital. She's going home to die with months. So it's a little bit, it's not very tasteful. Yeah, it's not very tasteful. They don't do tasteful. Yeah. So donc c'est assez de mauvais goût. But then it's the, you know, oh, you know, home to die with mum. You know, are you going home to die with your mother? Tell me. You know, it's like, oh, it's all a little bit. Now, the Sun, however, also has a few famous examples when they simply invented the story. One of the famous ones is that. Vous connaissez peut-être bien le cantine par Black Sheep. Have you any wool? C'est une petite cantine anglaise. And the Sun wrote in a story, schools in London have been told that they cannot use this nursery rhyme, Bar Bar Black Sheep, because it is racist, and they must chant Bar Bar Green Sheep. However, the Sun had simply invented the story completely. It was completely fantasy. And certainly the Sun, sometimes they just make stories up. And here is an example from 2010. It's from a few years ago. This is an apology printed in the Sun. An article on the 15th of September reported that trade union leader Bob Crowe had a union-subsidised home and a luxury car. In fact, Mr. Crowe's home has never been subsidised by the union, and he does not own a car. We are happy to set the record for Christ. Now, of course, you can imagine, on the front page was Union Leader in Luxury Car, and this apology is on page 26. Yeah, you know how it works, yeah? But they certainly sometimes invent them, and I have another good one here. If you look at the pictures at the top, this was on Remembrance Sunday, c'était le 11 novembre, and Jeremy Corbyn was going to a commemorative activity for the dead of the war. And the Sun put in the newspaper, he was dancing down the streets on the way to a commemorative celebration of our soldiers. But it was just a complete invention. In fact, they just took a lot of photographs while he was walking along. And then they put them together, say, look, he was dancing. Yeah? So they let's say that ethics is not always a big problem for them. Yeah. Now, among the popular newspapers, well, in fact, among all the newspapers, most of the newspapers are conservative. And among the popular newspapers, only one of them is a little bit left-wing, and this is the Daily Mirror. The Daily Mirror is a little bit left-wing, and you can see here that a little bit, yeah, here that they are attacking the Conservative Prime Minister, Theresa May. They've chosen a photograph which is not very flattering. And coalition of crackpots. Elle était dans un gouvernement de coalition, selon Le Mirror, une coalition des cinglés. C'est sympa. May forms alliance, etc. This is the time when Theresa May formed an alliance with a small number of members of parliament from Northern Ireland who are really extreme right. And also like very religious and believe that the earth was formed 4,000 years ago and you know, that sort of stuff. Yeah. Here's another one, the Labour Revolution. Yeah, so they are having a positive front page about the Labour Party. It's not madly left-wing, but it's the only one that's a little bit left-wing. So, for example, when Barack Obama became president, this was a... Do you remember when Barack Obama became president? Are you too young?
Yeah.
But do you remember, or were you too young?
No.
Yeah, you remember. Okay, yeah. Because it was a big deal having the first black president in the United States. Yeah. And so you can see the Daily Mirror, very positive front page. Historic pullout inside, une affiche gratuite à l'intérieur. So you can see it's a popular newspaper, a free poster. Yeah, the Financial Times never give you free posters. Okay, so that's also the Mirror. Also, sometimes radical. Yes, this is a story from Guantanamo Bay about this gentleman who was arrested without trial and very badly treated. And this is a COVID pandemic headline. So much for the Daily Mirror. We also have very popular regional newspapers. In fact, it's not unusual for people to buy a national newspaper in the morning and a regional newspaper in the evening. So it's not unusual to buy two newspapers a day. You will if you go to Leeds or Birmingham or Blackpool or Manchester, you will see people in the streets selling the evening newspaper, which is always a regional newspaper. C'est la même chose en France, vous avez des essentiellement des journaux du matin, sauf Le Monde qui ne sait pas quelle date on est. I've never understood this. They put tomorrow's date on their newspapers. If you go to Manchester or Leeds, you will see people selling that. So in Leeds, they go, but they always shout. They have a shout. The name of the newspaper is the Evening Post, but they actually she's and what is it? Blackpool, they go Gazette, the Evening Gazette. It's just a tradition selling them à la criée, as we say. But there are also some which are free. The London Evening Standard is free. It's given out free at tube stations, and the Metro is free. They get very large numbers of readers. And strangely enough, they're not very conservative. They're not anti-conservative, but they're not very conservative. I'm not quite sure why this is. These are 2002 numbers. So there you have a couple of examples of the front pages, and perhaps you can see that it seems to be, from an intellectual point of view, it seems to be sort of mid-market. It's not exactly popular celebrity gossip, etc., but it's not a quality newspaper either. It seems to be mid-market, but these are both free. So this one here, a story about the COVID, and this one here, a story about Brexit. And I probably have some more recent stories here. All right, yes, so just to finish the popular and mid-market dailies, the other two big daily newspapers, the Daily Mail and the Daily Express, these are considered to be mid-market. They're not exactly quality, but they're not exactly popular. They're somewhere between the two. Notice that the Daily Mail sells a lot of newspapers, 900,000. My mother reads the Daily Mail, but I'm not proud of it. Okay. Daily Express. My mother is 89, and she's a working class Catholic, and she's rather conservative, it has to be said. I'm working on it, but I don't think she's going to become a Marxist anytime soon. They can be really very conservative, so look at this. Yeah, Britain must ban migrants. Yeah, so very, very aggressive conservative ideas. This one is an interesting one, because a few years ago Margaret Thatcher died, and she wasn't very popular among a large section of the working class, and there were, in a few places, there were parties. They had parties. Margaret Thatcher is dead, let's have a party. Now, this is very easy for people of my generation to understand, because it was a terrible time. But the this particular newspaper, they found a few teachers who had been to a Thatcher is dead party, and so they're teachers of hatred. Okay, we've almost finished for today, but not quite. Any questions so far? Do you want to go home? Okay, that's enough for today. See you next week.